Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just enjoy your boutonnieres.
And the concubines.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're out west. Ashburn, Virginia, day two.
Ashburn.
Of Commanders practice, getting ready for the Chiefs. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am fantabulous. I think my bets in basketball hit. Well, in our little game where we play.
Okay. I'd like to start the morning by complimenting you. You look terrific. You're wearing all black. You're like, you look great.
Men in black, baby. Men in black.
I like the vibe, dude. B. Mitch is here, yeah. And he means business.
Black, white, and pink.
We got Mitch and Huey here.
We got some big dudes in the room today, boy.
Yo, we can run the ball, and we can run the ball in this set.
Hell yeah! Jay, I hand it off. I'm running behind these two right here. Boy.
Here, Huey, say hello to the YouTube stream. I don't know.
Well, Mitch, you were looking. I'm not even up yet. You know, I'm kind of late on this thing.
I hadn't hit the button yet either, B. I was off yesterday. Shout out to Toby for sitting in for me.
I
did.
There you go.
I did. Appreciate Toby. It was funny. Early morning, so I left hand up. I played golf yesterday. Chevy Chase Club did a major renovation. I got invited. Thank you to Roland Miller for the invite. We had a blast. I played terribly. My God.
I mean, it's common.
No, dude. What happened yesterday is not common.
You couldn't get off the tee?
Yeah, I can always get off the tee. That's the one thing I can count on. I couldn't get off the tee, but I putted pretty well. What the hell planet am I on?
I don't know.
But, you know,
if you can
can't hit an iron, can't hit a wedge. It was four golfers playing their own ball, just regular golf, but we took one score from each hole. I got a par on the first hole, and that's the only time I mattered all day.
So, yeah, y'all played
18 holes.
Y'all played a scramble, or you just
played? No, you just played golf. And you took the best score on each hole.
Okay. All
right. And there were some strokes and stuff. So occasionally I had a 5-4 that mattered. Like, it was basically, if you needed a bogey, I was your guy. But if you needed anything better than that, I'm pretty irrelevant. The poor kid caddying for me, Cole, very nice young man, was just.
He probably got extra steps.
He got his steps in. The course is beautiful, so it's brand new. But you know, not brand new. I want to say it opened in July or something. But you know when you get a new course.
That's brand new when you start thinking about courses. Though.
Well, I think Chevy Chase opened in like 1892 or something. So that's pretty for them.
Yeah.
But when you have brand new greens, and they're going to speed them up anyway, especially on a tournament day, rock hard. Like,
That's how it was at Westwood yesterday.
I had some decent shots, but I couldn't hold a green.
Oh, in Westwood, you better hit it short. If you hit it on the green, it will not be there when you get there. So,
I bet.
Yeah, it was good, though.
It was a blast, and the highlight of the day, evening, whatever you want to call it, the day became an evening. I'll say it like that.
I was at your place last night.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good.
Did your day become an evening?
My day, after I left here, I went to Westwood. We were there, and then we tried to – Brendan was waiting to beat the traffic. I said, Brendan, you're not going to wait.
There's no beating the traffic.
I said, let's just go. And we went. We got there. We got to Congressional around 7 something, and we left around 10.
Okay, that's a good night.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe at 10 there was no traffic.
Well, I left home yesterday at 9.
That's a day.
I got home at like 11.
I bet Monica was thrilled.
I let her know. She knew where I was going.
Did you just stay in the ballroom or did you go down to the pub last night?
I stayed in the ballroom.
Okay.
So I didn't really see football. I just kept looking on my phone.
I watched some. You're not going to win with Carson Wentz.
Hey, that's why yesterday when I had said Minnesota, I said, nah, Carson Wentz. And Jeff tried to talk about me.
What
Jeff,
did Jeff
called
say
me
about
a body
it?
Part.
What part? An arm?
I'm not telling you.
A leg?
I'll tell you later.
A finger?
Nope.
That was a good win for the Chargers. They're you got to be careful. We got a lot of cameras in here all of a sudden. good win for the Chargers. They moved to 5-3. You kind of thought they'd get on track despite all those offensive line injuries. They ran the hell out of the football last night. The kid Vidal was good. Herbert was good. Three tutties. He did have the one pick, but he was really accurate, 18-25. Like, that's kind of who I thought the Chargers were, like a hard-nosed run team. Did you see Jarrett Patterson got some carries last night?
But he thought, like,
I like Jarrett. He's a great
I was reading
young
this
man.
Thing Harbaugh was talking. He says the offensive line is the only position that they don't have to depend on somebody else to do their job because they lead everything, you know. And when he got two of the best tackles in football hurt, your offensive line take a hit. So they probably getting a little rhythm back now.
Yeah, you got to figure out, all right, these are the guys we're playing with. Now let's figure it out.
Yep, that's
but
it.
The Minnesota offense was just kind of appalling, especially for a Kevin O'Connell coach team that's usually running really good offense.
You said Kevin O'Connell knows how to coach. I told you, I don't know if he's that good. The Miss Carson Wentz better.
It says something that he was able to be really good with Sam Darnold and like rehab Sam Darnold's career, and Daniel Jones was the backup there, and now Daniel Jones is balling. I don't know that that's directly attributable. I mean, they had 164 yards of total offense last night. They could not run the ball. They kind of just didn't.
You remember the pass he threw against Chicago?
Yeah. You remember the pass he threw against Cleveland when they went back to him? The bounce pass, the first throw of the game? I mean, when Ron made the decision to go back to Carson, it was obvious he was going to do it.
Well, when you say, I was the bleeping guy.
Yeah.
When you say that, you got to go back to him.
I did want to shout out a person last night. So I'm at Chevy Chase Club, and this is after we played. And I contend that of all the country clubs in the D.C. area, Chevy Chase has, like, the best dressed and the best men's hair of any club in the area. Every dude there has a very nice coif, if you will. And we're just standing, drinking, hanging out, and this dude comes up to me, like an older gentleman, tweed jacket, like very well-dressed, and he says, and his name's Mr. Cox, and he said, I just want to tell you I'm a big fan. I listen to you and B-Mitch every day.
Oh, wow.
It was unexpected, and it was awesome.
Cool,
so
cool.
Shout out to Mr. Cox.
Yep.
B, we got the quarterback news earlier in the week, and I'm sure you guys talked about this at length yesterday. I did.
We were a gambling show yesterday, Doc.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a big story. We're going to talk to Joe Maloney from the American Gaming Association at 11 about the scope of this NBA betting stuff. Yeah. I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It feels like.
But it's the thing of it, yesterday when it hit, you thought it was a new story. This is that same investigation that's been going on. And then the NBA had investigated, remember, and they say everything was good. So I don't know if. They went and say, look, we don't know necessarily. We saw what we could see. Y'all need to go look at some stuff. Or the FBI just came along and said, nah, y'all didn't do a good enough job.
Clearly. We have a packed show today. Peter Rosenberg is going to join us in about 20 minutes. Maloney at 11. The governor is going to join us for his picks. Matt Swope is the Terps baseball coach, going to join us. World Series starts tonight. Excited for that. And then Andy Reid, man. We got a Hall of Fame coach joining the show at 1:15.
Yeah.
B called that one in. I can't wait to talk to Coach. It's going to be cool.
They already hit me this morning. Everything's still good for 1:15? I'm like, yep.
I love it. but I was on this morning with the Kansas City guys that we were with at the Super Bowl, Fesco and Dusty, the dude that wore the captain's hat.
Yeah, yeah, cap hat.
I told them so B and I are going to be doing our show from Kansas City at the Odyssey Studios out there. And I asked him if he would wear the hat. I said, not for me, but for B. Mitch. He's like, maybe for B. Mitch, I'll find the hat. But talking with those guys, they're like, their question is, man, Mariota at quarterback, like, do you guys have a chance? And my reply is, Mariota at quarterback with Terry and Debo back.
Yeah.
My concerns in this game aren't really offensive. They're defensive.
Yeah, totally, totally. I mean, the thing about it, when you have Pat Mahomes on the other side, now you see that they're getting healthy. That's where the problem is. That's what you're concerned about for the most part. I believe if we go out there and we put an emphasis on running the ball, we can run the ball on them. And if you start running the ball, then the possibilities are endless at that point. But we have to be we have to stick to the run, be dedicated to it, and make sure it happens. They may crowd it with eight, but you know what? Make them pay for it at that point. And having Terry and Debo on the field, that would tremendously help out those possibilities.
I totally agree. Like, when they go to the jumbo set and it's Chris Moore on the outside versus now Terry or Debo, you like to think that runs a lot better. You know what I mean? And I think, you know what I'd like to see this week, too, is I think McNichols has been really good. He's clearly their best in pass pro. He's really good catching passes out of the backfield.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to take away from Bill. Bill should get his. I think McNichols should be more involved, too.
Hey, man,
and some of that just
like
requires first downs.
From the beginning, they said they got three good running backs and they all going to get a chance. I think they stick with that. I don't think anyone – it's not a necessity that they go to one guy or not. You know, that's a lot of people who, like I said, fantasy football ruins real football. Well, Bill need to go more. No. If Bill is working that day, is he cooking? Yeah, he keeps cooking. If he's not cooking, he don't cook. Somebody else does it. And you have two capable guys in Rodriguez and McNichols. So, I mean, I'm not concerned about who gets the bulk per se. I'm saying who gets the bulk when they're at the best. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I think, you know, it's going to be really interesting to – watch how this game unfolds. I think Washington's going to be able to move the football. My biggest concern when you look at the Chiefs, you try to think about what Washington does poorly or well and what Kansas City does poorly or well. And one thing Washington was really good at last year was converting third downs. They were excellent.
They were tremendous.
I think they were sixth, seventh in the league, maybe fifth even. They've been really bad this year on third down.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is down and distance situations. I think the penalties have really hurt them, procedural stuff. They go into this game 24th in the NFL converting third downs, 35%. Kansas City has the sixth best third down defense, forcing punts, forcing you off the field.
Yeah.
And that, to me, will really drive this game. If Washington is able to sustain drives, stay on the field, gives them a big chance. I also think going into this, DQ's got to be pretty damn aggressive on fourth down because you've got to sustain possession. And
I think the thing of it is this. They did that last week and people questioned already. So DQ, do what you do. But the main thing, be aggressive on first and second down. Okay? If you get 8 yards on first down running the ball, don't come out and throw the ball the next two downs. Make them stop you. If you get eight more. You know? Force them to have to stop it. Because, like, I think we played into the hands of Dallas when we came out with the 8 yards and then, boom, we just went away. Nah, make them stop it.
There's no sugarcoating the level of challenge this is going to present this week. It's the greatest quarterback of his generation on the field against the backup. And I think, you know, when this game was slated, Monday Night Football, I bet ESPN was salivating at Jaden versus Mahomes.
Oh, definitely.
Now it's not. It's Mariota versus Mahomes. And I think nationally that obviously loses some luster, right? But I think Mariota can still run this offense effectively.
Yeah.
For me, if you look at KC, when they're on third downs, they're converting 44%. They're sixth in the NFL, both on defensive stops on third down and offensive conversions on third down. Mm-hmm. So they are winning time of possession. They are winning those situations, and a huge factor for them is Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce on third down is – here's a stat for you. Kelce has 31 catches on the year. Mm-hmm. 20 of them are for first downs.
Yeah.
Like, that's a, he's a human conversion.
That's what I'm saying. Like people talk about him being slower and this, that, and the other. The guy knows how to play football.
Totally.
He knows how to use his body. He knows how to position himself. It doesn't make a difference whether you run a 4-3 or a 4-5 to get to 4 or 5 yards and give yourself, give the quarterback a target. It's all he has to do. And he does it consistently. So you better find a damn way.
So as of today, Kelce is their leading receiver,
mm-hmm.
right? He's got 375 receiving yards. Now that Rice is back and they're able to roll out Rice, Worthy, Hollywood, I mean, the young man, Tyquan Thornton, he's averaging 22 yards a catch.
Yeah.
And he's kind of been phased out now that Rice is back, but, like, I think they might phase him
back in.
They're
going to find a way to get him back in there.
I mean,
one thing I know about Andy Reid, if you can play, you're going to be on the field.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They've run the ball fairly well. Pacheco and Hunt have combined for about 500 yards on the ground. They're averaging right at 4 yards per carry. Mahomes has been running more than he has in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mahomes has 250 yards on the ground. He's their second leading rusher. I'll keep saying it until I'm blue in the face. I think Mariota is going to be able to move the ball. Go to the Atlanta game. They lost that game. Marcus had a pick, but, like, offensively, the ball moved.
Yeah, yeah.
My concerns are defense. DQ yesterday, not in a hurry for significant defensive changes. That's kind of what I would expect. Like, basically, he's like, it's not about personnel. It's about playing faster. Maybe we got to simplify some stuff. But,
maybe.
I don't know what the answer is. Joe Witt's going to talk today. I imagine he's incredibly frustrated.
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Right?
I mean, listen, man, no one can be comfortable and happy right now. You know, when you go through all that stuff and implementing and you brought people back and you brought some people in, you expect it to go. And then when it's going like it's gone, no one can be happy at this point.
Right.
No one.
They've got I imagine that is a very pissed off bunch.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
And then you go into a situation, like, to channel my inner Doc Walker, on some of this, it is a pride thing. Like, who are we? What are we doing here?
See, it gets to that point, though. Like, you know, I know fans, we get frustrated. Media people, we say stuff. Everybody can say what they want. But the guys inside that building, inside that room, they have to look at the mirror at themselves individually and say, hey, what can I do better? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it comes to a pride thing immediately because, listen to me, man, the way that they perform right now, I guarantee you talk to every person to a man. No one expected this, and they wouldn't be happy with it. So how do you change it? You got to figure something out. Do something different.
DQ's statement yesterday on if there will be changes to the defense. I think what you'll see is improved play. I think that's obvious in that we want to dig in. So when we wanted to look and assess to where we needed to make change and make adjustments, sometimes they're not these big overhauls that go that make the major improvement. It's these small calibrations and adjustments. Do you buy that?
Yeah. I totally agree with him. Like, everyone is always looking for a major, major, major jump and a major move to be made. And I don't think that it happens there. You know, it doesn't just automatically happen by saying, oh, I'm going to go get rid of everybody. If you get rid of a ton of people, you make a huge, huge change, you know what you do? You lose chemistry. And then you got to build that up. So it doesn't automatically just, you make a change and then things just start working properly.
Agreed. It's also, to me, just not a surprise. I know folks are like, you know, why haven't you asked if Joe Witt's going to get fired? Because he's not. And, like, we all know that. So, to me, it's, like, kind of silly to ask that.
But the whole thing, if you ask it, you might not have asked it. Other people have asked that. But asking a question doesn't make it happen. You know, I don't know why people think that the question is going to depict what they want to see.
People want a pound of flesh.
You can ask the damn question. It's not going to do nothing. So, doesn't make sense.
Like I said, we have an absolutely packed show today. Rosenberg is going to join us next. We're going to talk about this gambling thing with Maloney at 11. World Series preview at 11:30. Governor Moore at noon. Ask Me Mitch Anything, brought to you by Collars & Co. That's going to be at 12:30. Phone lines will be open for that. Then Andy Reid, Hall of Fame coach, joining us at 1:15. You get a governor, talk some gambling, a Hall of Fame coach, bunch of Super Bowl rings on the table.
It's a hot show.
It's a pretty loaded show. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth-quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner, is official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.